Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to episode 39, Big Hearts and Healthy Boundaries. You know, for those of us who have big hearts with big love, it's easy to get sucked into negative patterns in the lives of others. We genuinely want to help others, especially our loved ones. Sometimes we get caught in the toxic cycle of someone who's not truly seeking a solution. We find ourselves in an endless loop going nowhere, stuck in someone else's chaos. This inability to help someone we love causes great pain. Yet it is possible to have a big heart and healthy boundaries. It's important to identify what it looks like for you when caught up in others' drama cycles. You may start to notice a pattern in your relationship. You feel like you're doing the same thing over and over, and it never ends. You may notice that you are drained around certain people in your life. When they call, you just feel the energy it's going to take to pick up the phone. You start to see that this relationship has you in a negative cycle that you are not creating. You are, however, participating. If you've found yourself caught up in someone else's drama loop, it'll be very difficult to end this cycle, but it is something that you must do. You must do this for yourself and for the other person. This type of toxicity doesn't happen exclusively in romantic relationships. This dynamic takes place in every type of relationship. It could be your boss, your child, your parent, a friend, or any number of people. Soul-sucking relationships even take place in your relationship with certain things, places, and situations. You may have a toxic relationship with your job, a project, or a specific group of people. Either way, the result is the same until you make a change. Oh, you're miserable. It's important to remember that even though you have identified this relationship dynamic as harmful, this does not mean you must view the person or entity involved as bad or toxic. It's not them, but your relationship with them that has become unhealthy and perhaps toxic. And that is all you must focus on. Attempting to help someone who's not willing to become a part of the solution is meaningless, and it sucks your energy dry the whole time the person you wish to help isn't getting anywhere. They aren't learning, and they aren't growing. When we participate in this cycle, we're not helping the other person, and we are harming ourselves. We are so caught up in the maze, we forget to love and care for the most important person in our lives, ourselves. The most important thing for those of us who love deeply and unconditionally to accept to our most innermost selves is that we must love ourselves first and always. We must love ourselves first, or we cannot love anyone else, right? If we don't love ourselves, we cannot forgive others. We must love ourselves, or we cannot help anyone. If you're not okay Any attempts to help and love others are just tainted and futile. When we love ourselves, we can love others fully and deeply. We can forgive. We're less judgmental towards others and ourselves. We're brighter and better. We can trust ourselves and follow our intuition. We are freed of guilt and fear. We can let go with deep love in our hearts and have faith. If you're struggling with being caught up in someone else's never-ending drama cycle, all right, I'm going to give you three practices that will help you to move out of the chaos and into self-love. One, do not focus on blaming the other person or situation. I know, this is hard. We like to throw blame and shame on others, but we can't. Don't focus on blaming other person or situation. Your relationship with them is your responsibility. Sometimes we cling to our negative view of another in order to maintain our willingness to let go. Oh, we think that this makes us feel better, and for the moment, it may. But in reality, using judgment towards others as an emotional crutch to change our unhealthy relationship dynamic does not serve us. Use your valuable energy to focus on yourself and how to set better boundaries for yourself while holding great love in your heart for others. Two, practice loving yourself with mindfulness. Loving yourself is a practice, and the best way to begin is through the small things in life that you already do each day. This doesn't take any extra time, just your choice of focus. When you eat, be mindful of what you are doing. Think about how you are nourishing and taking care of your body because you love yourself. Remember that you take care of yourself because you love yourself. Do the same thing when you take a shower, brush your teeth, drink water, brush your hair, take time for yourself, read a book, go to the ocean, and make yourself a cup of coffee. This is how you use mindfulness to practice loving yourself. Three, take time for yourself. The importance of this practice cannot be expressed fully in words. You must take time for yourself no matter what. Take this time to be only yours. Completely release the demands of others and your responsibilities during this time. It matters little what you do with this time, as long as this time is for you and you alone. You may enjoy nature, you may get a massage, pursue your creative inspiration, write, read, rest, or anything that you find soothing. The only thing that matters is that whatever you do is for you. When we love ourselves, our love can shine fully into the world. And this is how we help people. This is how we truly love people. We love ourselves first and have faith that they can love themselves too. You can find more information about the journey to better boundaries and self-love in my book, Roots and Tendrils, a collection of love poems. I want to thank you for listening today, and may you find your way to more self-love. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.